This is Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm applying the business philosophy of zero defects to our Christian life. Often I let myself off the hook by the nobody's perfect mindset, instead of getting serious about living a life with zero defects, where no failure to live up to the standard is excused or rationalized or accepted. If you worked on an assembly line and you were told that they expected a 95% error-free rate, then you'd know that you can make a certain number of errors, say 10 errors in a day. So as you start out in the morning, you make your first error. How do you think? Well, no problem. I've still got 9 to go, right? And as the day progresses, the errors start to mount. 3, 5, 6. But you're still operating within the error tolerance, so those quality misses don't worry you that much. Now consider how you would respond if you were working under the zero defects philosophy. Your goal now is to see how close you can come to perfection. No errors. Would that first mistake bother you? Undoubtedly a lot more than when you knew you had 9 more to go. Do you think you'd be more conscientious, more careful, more motivated to do it right? I don't know. I think so. What differences would it make in my life and yours if we got serious about being holy and blameless, zero defects? Suppose you approached each day with the idea that you wanted to get through that entire day without any errors. You truly wanted to be like Jesus, holy and blameless. Don't you think you'd come a lot closer to achieving that goal than you would with a nobody's perfect mindset, which most of us have? Don't you think you'd be more careful about what you say, about your attitude, how you work, about integrity and honesty? And do you think those around you would see the difference if you operated with a zero defect standard? Well, I just want to encourage you today not to settle for the nobody's perfect mentality. I realize it looks like mission impossible to live a holy life, but what God calls us to be, He empowers us to be. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 tells us that faithful is He who calls you, and He also will bring it to pass. Our God knows we can't be holy on our own. We'll never make it. But if He calls us to be holy, He's prepared to show us how to reach holiness. Otherwise, God would be mocking us, and He doesn't do that. So tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the challenge of being holy. I want to invite you to our Tuesday night Zoom Bible studies at 7 p.m. Central Time. You'll find the details and how to sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I'd love to have you join us.